지칭 출원 전략 적용 기출 1
Although not the explicit goal, the best science can really be seen as refining ignorance. Scientists, especially young ones, can get too obsessed with results. Society helps them along in this mad chase. Big discoveries are covered in the press, show up on the university's homepage, help get grants, and make the case for promotions. But it's wrong. Great scientists, the pioneers that we admire, are not concerned with results, but with the next questions. The highly respected physicist Enrico Fermi told his students that an experiment that successfully proves a hypothesis is a measurement. One that doesn't is a discovery. A discovery, an uncovering of new ignorance. The Nobel Prize, the pinnacle of scientific accomplishment, is awarded not for a lifetime of scientific achievement, but for a single discovery, a result. Even the Nobel Committee realizes in some way that this is not really in the scientific spirit, and their award citations commonly honor the discovery for having opened a field up, transformed a field, or taken a field in new and unexpected directions. John was once in the office of a manager, Michael, when the phone rang. Immediately, Michael bellowed, "That disgusting phone never stops ringing." He then proceeded to pick it up and engage in a 15-minute conversation while John waited. When he finally hung up, he looked exhausted and frustrated. He apologized as the phone rang once again. He later confessed that he was having a great deal of trouble completing his tasks because of the volume of calls he was responding to. At some point, John asked him, "Have you ever considered having a certain period of time when you simply don't answer the phone?" Michael said, "As a matter of fact, no," looking at him with a puzzled look. It turned out that this simple suggestion helped Michael not only to relax, but to get more work done as well. Like many people, he didn't need hours of uninterrupted time, but he did need some.
전략 적용 독해
1. It was the day of the final match. That morning, Andrew had received a call from the nursing home informing him that his granddad's condition had become serious. The news played upon Andrew's mind as he started to play. After several fierce battles, Andrew's concentration wavered for a moment. His mind traveled to his granddad, who was in another battle for his life. It was then that Andrew made a big mistake. The mistake was a fatal one, and it was all over. He had lost. Andrew arrived at the nursing home in a gloomy mood, but he was blessed with good news. His granddad was recovering. Andrew was greatly delighted, but he could not help being disappointed in a corner of his mind. "I tried my best to fulfill your dream, but I couldn't make it," Andrew said in disappointment.
2. One day, Grandma Wilson was out tending irises in her yard when a neighbor walked by. Grandma called them flags and took special pleasure in them. The neighbor enjoyed the bright cheerfulness of the flags, too. She stopped at the edge of the yard that day as if on impulse. "Would you be willing to sell me those flags?" she asked. "I surely do admire them." Grandma hesitated. "I'll give you a dime for them," her neighbor continued. Grandma hesitated just a moment longer. She hated to part with her flowers, but she needed the money. "You can't transplant them now," Grandma explained. "Not until after they quit blooming." "I know," the woman replied. Then she held out the dime. Grandma took the dime and thanked her, trying to still the regret rising in her heart.
Three. William Miller formed the habit of burning pine knots in the fireplace for his nightly reading light. But his father didn't like the habit and tried to stop it. He felt that his son's late-night reading would cut into his energy for the next day's work, and the farm required every ounce of work he could get from his son. He insisted that William retire for the night when the rest of the family did, and he thought the growing boy should sleep soundly through the night. William's secret life continued for some time, though. Night after night, he read as long as he could, then made his way back upstairs and slept until it was time to do the morning chores. But one night, something happened that he hadn't expected. His father awoke and saw a glow downstairs. Thinking the house was on fire, he came rushing down the stairs to save his home and family from going up in flames.
4. Simone was nervous to answer questions in class for fear of getting them wrong. Her mom made a deal with her. If she attempted to answer a question in class, regardless of whether it was right or wrong, they'd go and get an ice cream together to celebrate. Simone's mom explained to her that this was based on honesty and that she trusted Simone to tell her the truth. A few days passed, and she came home with a grin from ear to ear. She said, "I tried to spell a word in class and got it wrong, and the teacher said it was a good try." Even though inconvenient at the time, Simone's mom stopped what she was doing. She praised Simone for giving it a try and for being honest, and took her for an ice cream.
5. An unconscious 12-year-old boy was wheeled into the emergency room with a wound to his heart. The senior medical student on duty followed the proper procedure. The medical student checked the boy's skin, which was cold, shined a light into the boy's eyes, which showed no reaction, and hooked him up to the cardiac monitor, which showed a straight line. The medical student looked at the nurse and said, "He's dead. Turn off the monitor." Just then, a doctor came in, felt the wound on the dead boy, grabbed a needle, and stuck it into his chest. Immediately, the boy's heart began to beat. A few hours and an operation later, he was mumbling and moving his legs. The medical student left the room and wandered down the hall, discouraged. He blamed himself for having just pronounced a boy dead who had been saved seconds later while he watched.
6. Jesse Jackson was paying a visit to the University of Southern Mississippi. While touring the campus with the university president, he noticed a towering male student who was 6 feet 8 inches tall, holding hands with a woman who looked about 3 feet tall. He watched curiously as the young man tenderly picked up the woman and sent her off to class. The president noticed Jackson's interest in the unique couple and explained the situation to him. The tall male was the school's star basketball player. Both of his parents had died when he was young, and he had made a vow to look after his younger sister. The young man had received scholarship offers to play basketball for various major universities. Southern Mississippi was the only school, however, which offered a scholarship to his sister, too. Jackson went over to the basketball player, introduced himself, and said, "Young man, I really appreciate and admire how you are looking out for your sister.